to another episode of Living by Experience. Here's your host, best-selling author Wilco Vandekamp.
I want to think a little bit about how most people work these days. I've started several businesses, and the worst punishment that you can give yourself is solitary confinement as an entrepreneur. I visited San Francisco a while back and was able to do a tour of Alcatraz. And as part of the tour, they actually put you in solitary confinement for a couple of seconds. Those couple of seconds seemed to take forever, because as part of the solitary confinement, there's no sound, there's no light, you're in pitch black darkness, and a lot of the inmates in Alcatraz went literally crazy because of that. So solitary confinement, removing someone from all interaction with other people, is about the worst punishment they can give you. Even in a high security prison like Alcatraz, it could get worse by getting into solitary confinement. But most entrepreneurs these days are solopreneurs. They've put themselves willingly in solitary confinement. Set yourself free from the prison of your business. Get in the habit of connecting with other people, because more is possible for you, but you don't have to do it on your own. So as you start setting goals, I want you to realize the power of non-attachment. I want you to set those goals, but then lose all attachments to the goals. Because success is never a straight line. It's never a straight line from A to B. It usually goes all around in circles and it's quite messy. And you might end up missing a lot of the fun along the way if you're exclusively focused on achieving that goal. So set an intention and then let it go. Be open to the way it comes back to you. The universe works in mysterious ways, and your path from A to B, which is the how your goal will manifest, is not necessarily the how that the universe might have in mind to manifest that goal for you. So again, the power of non-attachment will typically get you to your goals faster if you can let it go and not be attached to the how. And in the end of the day, most people don't get what they want because they don't know what they want. And clarity is power. Power is the ability to do or act, not necessarily power over anybody else. So clarity is power, power that will help you to do something, to act on your goals. It doesn't have anything to do with having control over people, making them buy your products or anything like that. It's the clarity for yourself that this is what you want to do. It might be writing a book. If that's your goal, write the book. Everyone has their own goals. You may think the definition is going to be the same for everyone, but one of the reasons most people struggle, especially in relationships, is because it's not. Financial freedom equals choice. Freedom is the ability to do something. If I wanted to get on a plane and fly to New York tomorrow, I could do that. That's what I teach in my travel book. I can get on that plane and do it tomorrow. But the freedom comes from having the choice and the ability to do that, not necessarily from the requirement to have to do everything at the same time all the time, because you're going to burn yourself out very quickly if you do that. Financial freedom equals choice. It allows you to do what you want and to do the things that you like without having to worry about money all the time. And for me personally, that means not having to work, but choosing to do the things that I love. A lot of it comes from passive income streams, creating something once and then reaping the rewards. I'm sure all of you have heard of Elvis Presley. Now, Elvis has left the building. However, he is still bringing in millions through his estate today. That's about the best example of passive income you can think of. He has left such a legacy and continues to do so today through his estate and through his foundations and by giving back and creating all that income even long after he's gone. You cannot be financial free if you don't have passive income, as you would still need a working income. So, if you go into any bookstore today, the trend seems to be start your own business, quit your job, and you know, be fully focused, fully committed to your business, because otherwise you'll never be successful. I'm 100% against that rule. It would be a very unrealistic recommendation to make, actually a very dangerous recommendation to make. You still need your working income as you continue to build your passive income. You still have bills to pay, mortgage or rent to pay. You have maybe a family to feed, and you don't want to put any of that at risk. However, you want to replace some of your working income potentially with some passive income. Now, you will be financially free the minute your passive income is greater than your expenses. Not only are you then financially free, but you also earn back the time. For most people, you earn back 40 or more hours a week. Because the minute your passive income is greater than your expenses, you no longer require your working income to deal with all those expenses. Your passive income is now able to take those on fully. Those additional 40 hours at that point, you can then use to learn how to actually create wealth. So the goal for your passive income is not necessarily to create wealth right away. It's simply to make sure that your passive income on a month-to-month basis will exceed your expenses. Once that happens, you're free to do with the rest of your time as you wish, at which point what we see is most people actually start to create wealth because now they're truly free to do whatever they want. And as they start growing into their passion more, they'll grow into success and grow into their power more as part of that. You no longer have to work every day just to get the expenses paid. That might also mean that as you continue to grow towards your financial freedom, you might have to let go of some people. You might have to quit what we call the mediocre club. Because the mediocre club in your life are those people that will always keep you exactly where you're at today. They're the negative naysayers that when you say, oh, I'm going to write a book or I'm going to travel more, it's like, well, what about this? What about that can go wrong? Or when you want to travel, it's like, well, it's not safe to go there. When I went to Buenos Aires, Argentina, all by myself, there was lots of friends that said I was crazy and it was dangerous and I would never come back. And I actually enjoyed my time there, learned a lot and grew a lot as a person by just soaking up the culture there. You're the product of the five people that you spend most time with. So think about who those five people are with you, and are they supportive of your goals or are they not so much supportive of your goals?
Thank you for listening to this episode of Living by Experience. See you next time. Please stay in touch with our travel hacking and lifestyle community at www.livingbyexperience.com. And remember, live your dream one at a time.